CBSW Kenosha, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
CBS News Brief. Israelis are preparing for tomorrow's expected release of those who've been held hostage by the Hamas terrorist group for more than 2 years. Shosh Bedrosian speaks for Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu.
We are expecting all 20 of our living hostages to be released together at one time.
Israeli forces will hold a short ceremony inside Gaza when they receive the remains of the deceased hostages. Vice President J.D. Vance on CBS's Face the Nation.
It's a big day for their families, but I think more importantly, it's a big day for the entire world.
It's going to be a day of high winds and heavy rain along the East Coast. CBS News meteorologist Andrew Kozak.
We're talking about the potential for power outages, beach erosion, coastal flooding, and winds. They could be gusting up to 60 miles per hour.
A mass shooting at a crowded bar on the island of St. Helena, South Carolina, early this morning has left 4 people dead and at least 20 injured. 4 of them are in critical condition. CBS News Brief. I'm Christopher Cruz.
Don Rosen starts the day at 6 with his guests from all over Racine, along with local, state, and national news, featuring Stuart J. Waddles, weekday mornings on WRJN.
Civic Media News, I'm Charlotte Pittman. Some messages say the radical left Democrat shutdown. Others just mention a lapse in funding. Legal experts are warning that some of the messages about the federal government shutdown may violate the Hatch Act. Judith Ruiz Branch of the Public News Service has more.
As Washington continues to bombard the public with political rhetoric about the government shutdown, some law experts argue these messages could be breaking a law put in place to prohibit political sway by the executive branch. The Hatch Act prevents officials from using their authority to politicize the federal workplace, and it ensures nonpartisan administration of government programs. Delaney Marsco with Campaign Legal Center says things like government websites displaying messages that blame one political party for the government shutdown are skirting the line of Hatch Act violations.
Specifically mentioning a political party, kind of targeting a political party, does come a little bit closer to that definition of what political activity is.
About 18,000 federal government employees in Wisconsin could be impacted by the shutdown and potential layoffs. A recent Gallup poll shows only 1 in 3 Americans trust the federal government to act in society's best interests, regardless of political affiliation.
The whole ethics system, from like conflicts of interest law to the Hatch Act, all of that exists to try and create an ecosystem where political coercion doesn't exist.
Marsco says she's concerned about the systemic dismantling of these ethics guardrails, pointing to the firing of inspectors general or threats to defund oversight offices as examples.
The more awareness the public has about the guardrails that are in place, they can hopefully understand that it doesn't have to be this way.
For Wisconsin News Connection, I'm Judith Ruiz Branch. Find our trust indicators at publicnewsservice.org.
More news anytime at civicmedia.us.
The Brewers beat the Cubs.
Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports from AmFam Field, where the Brewers beat the Cubs 3-1 last night to advance to the National League Championship Series. Things got started for the crew in the bottom of the first with William Contreras at the plate. Coverage on TBS.
He pulls this one deep to left center, way back, and gone! The Brewers strike first in Game 5.
Solo home runs later from Andrew Vaughn and Bryce Turang. Jacob Mizorowski, the Miz, awarded the win. Brewers manager Pat Murphy.
Yeah, that Miz was gassed. I would have loved to keep him in. You know, we told him to empty the tank in that last inning. He was magnificent. He's had some bumps in the road here during his first year for him to come back again in this same series and pitch so well.
So the Brewers host the Dodgers here tomorrow night. First pitch 7:08 for Game 1 of the National League Championship Series in Milwaukee with sports. I'm Mike Clemens.
Just Mace Michaels. A mixture of sunshine and clouds today and pleasant with highs in the mid-60s. A partly cloudy sky for tonight, lows to the mid-50s. And on Monday, mostly cloudy, a slight shower chance, highs upper 60s to 70. Right now it's 58.
There's still plenty of work to do before you put away your tools for another year, so if you need help with the chores ahead, just phone Get Her Done at 262-220-2555. They do the work that you hate to do yourself. Fall cleanup, gutter cleaning, power washing, you name it. And when it comes to tree removal, the pros at Get Her Done are tremendous. They're also insured and family-owned and operated for over 20 years. Call them today at 262-220-2555 and Get Her Done.
It's the time of year when warm summer days make way for cool autumn nights. But once those leaves start to fall, the temperatures really start falling too. So call Building Waters Heating and Cooling in Racine today to take advantage of their incredible $59 furnace tune and clean special. And let the pros at Building Waters make sure that your furnace is in tip-top shape for the cold winter months ahead. They're your one-stop shop at 262-989-1001 or online at buildingwaters.com.
There was a time when barbecue was perfect. A strong, reliable flavor that could be counted on. But then big manufacturers decided that barbecue needed to be zesty or spicy or sweeter or whatever. If you miss the good old days of great tasting barbecue, we'd like to introduce you to Grandpa's Barbecue. Made in small batches from Grandpa's original recipe. Buy yours online today at grandpasbarbecueshop.com.
Being blind doesn't look how others may think.
Retinitis pigmentosa aimed to overwhelm my family.
It tried to cut me down.
I know where to find support.
Learn more at fightingblindness.org. A public service message from the Foundation Fighting Blindness.
Did some checking. Oh, first of all, I'm Lou Regani, the music of the stars, right here on the Civic Media Radio Network, and welcome aboard. Thanks for being here. Talk about the Rat Pack a little bit. Those guys hated that term, I gotta tell you. There was really a Rat Pack in Hollywood, but it was Humphrey Bogart's bunch. That Rat Pack stuff came later. These guys had a quintessential age of bromance defined. When those guys showed up on radio, well, it started with Frank Sinatra. His big break came when he auditioned for and he won an appearance on the radio show Major Bose and the original Amateur Hour. That program continued long after with Ted Mack. He was part of the Hoboken Four, and I've got a recording of his very first recording. Here it is.
Four quartet. They call themselves a singing and dancing fool. Fine looking boys, four youngsters, a nice immaculate suit. The Hoboken Four, just think of it. I don't know, they seem something. Is everybody else happy? Tell me, where do you work in Hoboken?
Well, I worked in a silk mill.
I see.
This Patty here was a page in the curb mark.
I see. And what about the other one?
Well, Jimmy, he's in his father's ice cream parlor. And this fella here never worked at all.
Well, all that's in the past tense. Nobody working right now?
No, not at all.
None at all. I bet I know your address.
Where's that?
Down in Jimmy's father's ice cream parlor. You may be sure of that.
That's right, Major. We're always there.
All right. What do you want to... sing or dance or whatever it is you do.
Oh, well, we're going to sing Shine and then we're going to dance.
Right? All right, let's have it. Hoboken Four.
Shine and sway your bluesy. Why don't you shine? Start with your shoesy. Shine his place up. Make it look like new.
Boom, 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 boom.
Shine your face up. I want to see you wear a smile or two. Oh, shine. Your D's and those D's. You'll find everything turn out right fine. Folks will shine up to you. Everybody's going to hide you, do you? You'll make the whole world chocolate drop. Let me hear you. Oh, my hair is curly.
The man's got curly hair.
Oh, my teeth are pearly.
And he also has pearly teeth.
Just because I'll always wear a smile.
Must always wear a smile.
Like to dress up.
Oh.
Oh, my hair is curly. The folks will shine up to you. Everybody's gonna hide you, do you? You'll make the whole world shine.
And sway your bluesy.
Ah.
Shine, start with your shoesy.
Ah.
You'll make the whole world shine.
Frank Sinatra's first appearance on radio, September 8, 1935. Major Bowes. The original Amateur Hour. Part of the Hoboken 4. Sinatra's birthday, December 12, 1915. Then on December 30th, 1942, he was 27. Famous with the Dorsey Band around. He showed up for the first time in New York's Paramount. Thousands of people out there. Signed a 7-year deal with RKO Pictures, September 1943. Played himself. In the picture, Higher and Higher. Here's his first recording. This is from Anchors Away. Axel Stordahl's orchestra. Julie Stein, Sammy Kahn wrote this.
Fall in love too easily. I fall in love too fast. I fall in love too terribly hard for love to end. I've been fooled in the past, and still I fall in love too easily. I fall in love too fast.
fast.
Bishop was part of the group. In his later years, he sat in with Time magazine for an interview. All about the short life, but long legacy of the Rat Pack. These entertainers, they created a fast living, freewheeling style. Made the 50s, 60s a whole lot bubblier. Joey Bishop was sick of it. Sick of hearing about all the why people cared about it. Said it's a fake reputation. Knew this, but Joey Bishop created all that stuff, all the shtick. Said all this was lies. Let me give you an example, Joey said. Are we remembered as being drunks, chasing women? I never saw those guys ever do that. That was a gag. And he said, do you think these guys had to chase women? They had to chase them away. Joey Bishop outlived Frank by about 3 years and outlived Dino by about six. Sammy by about 11 years. That was the whole point of his Rat Pack. These guys were the heart of the social society. And Joey was kicked out. He had a falling out with Frank. See, I was mentioning Humphrey Bogart. Bogey was the guy who was about as cool as you could imagine. Liked to entertain his buddies. Got married in 45. He was 45, she was 20. They just finished their second picture, The Big Sleep. when they were in New York, they had Errol Flynn, Nat Cole, Cesar Romero. And then later they were joined by Frank, David Niven, Judy Garland, Spencer Tracy, Katharine Hepburn. And the whole thing kind of came to an end. The proceedings, to say the least, came to an end in 57. Dino said, I want to be, this is a quote, I want to be remembered as a damn good entertainer, nothing spectacular. A guy who made people enjoy themselves, made them laugh a little. I want him to think he was a nice guy. He did pretty good and we loved him. End quote. Am I breaking illusions here? Here's what Frank said. I'd like to be remembered as a man who had a wonderful time living life. A man who had good friends, fine family. And I don't think I could ask for anything more than that, actually. In Vegas, in the heart of the 60s, these guys brought in the bucks to the casino hotels. See, Frank might be on the marquee for a show, let's say at the Sands, but Dean and Sammy might show up late in the show after they were done elsewhere, their own appearances. And the Sands up in the marquee would say, Dean Martin, and then right below, maybe Frank and maybe Sammy. The great stories about the Rat Pack, a lot of them fictitious, but all of them fun. And the music of the stars. Oh, the fictitious ones? Yeah, I think I gave you that. But I've got stuff for you here over here, too. But some of the truth about the guys. Dino drinking? It was apple juice. They'd make a remake of the Ocean's 11. George Clooney, Matt Damon, Andy Garcia, Julia Roberts. Here's the theme.
Well,
Yeah, it's missing something, isn't it? One night, Joey Bishop took over the Johnny Carson show, and he had his compatriots with him.
Ladies and gentlemen, I want to apologize. Whoever does the Tonight Show, Johnny especially, when he's introducing someone who's written a book, he holds up the book. Unfortunately for me, the book was not here. The book is Favor the Runner by J. Richard Kennedy. And now, if you recall, the last time I did the show, I had on as one of my guests, Frank Sinatra, and I have to tell you what this show did for him. Well, you have my word. The next day, wherever he went, people recognized him. And I was going to introduce...
Sit down for a minute.
Don't look for me to give you another break like I did the last time. Just sit and relax.
So far, this show has been awfully slow. This has been, without a doubt, one of the slowest moving shows I've ever seen.
Except for the one I saw you do last Thursday.
It was terribly slow.
Yes, in your condition, the super chief would be slow.
But this,
if you're wondering about this, I'm celebrating the Dodger victory.
And if it wasn't that, you'd find something else.
Another chest around the corner. And he grows a little corner. Another chest around the corner. Where I'm around you. I'm a sentimental mourner. Venus, and what's some more, you got in the arms of. Let's go cuddle in the corner, and in cozy little corner. Love's just around the corner, when I'm around you.
Like an angel walks.
What else does she do?
And she talks.
Like a what?
Like an angel talks.
And what about her hair? Some kind of girl.
She's my kind of girl.
She is wise.
Like how wise?
Like an angel's wise. With eyes. Like an angel's eyes.
And she smiles.
And the smile. Like a kind of pearl. To my mind, she's my kind of girl.
Just knocks me off her feet. Pretty little feet. She's really sweet enough to eat. Oh, she looks like an angel looks. She cooks like an angel cooks.
It's a good thing or it's bad, but beautiful, beautiful.
Where are we going?
To take a chance, take a little walk. When you fall, you fall.
What?
And I wouldn't mind at all. Love is cheerful or it's gay. It's a problem or it's play. It's a heartache either way, but beautiful.
Much too sad to be told, but practically everything leaves me totally cold. You gotta listen, the door's locked.
Okay.
The only exception I know is the case when I'm out on a quiet spree.
What a hole of time, somebody's sleeping back there.
Fighting vainly the old ennui.
For 22 years.
Dean, when Frank talks, shut up.
Ah, I wasn't coming here. Just on my way, I slipped on an ice cube, slid right in here.
Are you kidding? When we were coming over here tonight, I was a little concerned about his driving. When the minute he got to the wheel, I was worried.
Why is that?
The left rear wheel he was going to go.
So this is the Tonight
Show. How do all
show?
These people get in our room?
I don't know. I watch this show every night. My Jeannie and me. That's her name. Jeannie. We watch it every night, and this has been the slowest show I've ever seen. Huh? What do you say, Dago? Right?
I agree.
Well, that's week number one.
We want to ask you fellas, what do you only go out in the daytime with these gray suits, don't you dress up? This is a midnight show. What are you doing with the gray clothes on?
You guys should be in the balcony. This we're all dressed for the Tonight Show, and you come out with grays. All right, Phil, how's your Foster? Never had anything like us on the show, did you? This is the slowest show I've ever been on. I'm telling you. Hey, where's that Johnny baby?
It's back there.
There are girls just ripe for some kissing, and I mean to kiss me a few. Oh, those girls don't know what they're missing. I've got a lot of living to do, and there's wine already for tasting, and there's Cadillacs all shiny and new. Gotta move, 'cause time is a-wasting. There's such a lot of living to do. There's music to play, places to go, and people to see. Everything for you and me. Life's a ball if only you'd know it, and it's all waiting for you. You're alive, so come on and show it. There's such a lot of living to do. Got a lot of living to do.
a lot of living to do. Why, there's music to play, places to go, and people to see. Everything for you and me. Life's a ball, if only you'd know it. And it's all just waiting for you. You're alive, so come on and show it. There's such a lot of living, such a lot of living, such a lot of living to do.
I just want to say I've been watching your show. I think you're absolutely great on it.
I'm with you.
We'll be back in just a minute after this break. Listen, I'd like to get serious for just a moment. You know, every time I say something to Dean...
You'd like to get serious? What, are you cracking? Are you sick or what?
Just tell you how much I appreciate Boys Town's
Italy. You
know
that this man here has the distinction of being the only man alive I ever ate a dry olive?
Now, what I was going to say would have gotten a bigger chuckle than that. Boy, if you got something funny to say, Frank, sing it. Twice this year I've given you a break.
That means, Charlie, that he drinks martinis with wet olives in them all the time. Jazz. What's up?
Hey, Dean, don't do like that. Don't ever do like that. I watched your rehearsal of your show tonight.
Yeah.
And I just want to get serious enough to tell you how much I appreciate
that's
the fact.
That's good. You said yeah. That's
every time I say the word serious, he goes off.
What's serious about what?
Well, can a fella...
I got a hit show and that's it. What do you want from me?
That was 1965, the Johnny Carson show, where the guy show up, kind of a surprise it was. Joey Bishop hosting... Joey said, I never had a hard liquor drink in my life. In my life. I never went to Vegas without my wife. And if my son Larry was not in school, he was there too. Joey Bishop. Oh, they had a big falling out, as you know. Like all the best rides... That one wouldn't last forever. See, Frank had worked to help get John Kennedy elected, and they had made arrangements to have the president visit Sinatra in Palm Springs in his home. 1962, well, Bobby Kennedy said, you better have a different location. I suggest Bing Crosby's home. Sinatra was livid. Peter Lawford, too. He was married to Kennedy's sister, Pat. Well, he couldn't or wouldn't or failed to intercede with the Kennedys on his behalf, and Sinatra cut Pete Lawford right out completely. Then there was a disagreement between Frank and Joey that ended that. And then about, 20 years later, roughly, they planned something of a comeback, and money arguments and strained things with Sammy. But then Dean was totally despondent over the death of his son, Dean Paul. It was an airplane crash, 1987. He couldn't finish the tour at all. So there's books on the Rat Pack. There was a an HBO film with Ray Liotta and Joe Mantegna, Don Cheadle. And then there's the George Clooney, Brad Pitt film. And all that mythical legacy lives on. Dean once said, he said, that's the way people wanted me, all about that boozy role he was always playing. I couldn't change it even if I wanted to. No regrets, no grudges. Respect women. Never, ever turn on your pals. Here's a rare Dean Martin recording.
Change the gray skies to blue if I had you. I could leave the old days behind, leave all my friends, I'd never mind. I could start my life all anew if I had you. I could climb a snow-capped mountain, sail the mighty ocean wide. I could cross a burning desert if I had you by my side. I could be a king, dear uncrowned, humble or poor, rich or renowned. There's nothing I couldn't do if I had you. A burning desert if I had you by my side. I could be a king, dear uncrowned, humble or poor, rich or renowned. There's nothing I couldn't do if I had you.
Music of the Stars, that's 1978. Unreleased. Here's another unreleased tune. It's Frank. Unremember.
In the burning embers, remember. If the phone forgets to ring this evening, and I'm left dazed and gazing at the ceiling, to know, to be sure. I've loved enough to know the season's gone. There is no doubt the season has gone. Since I was young and so secure, to you a romance made in heaven. My words were touched with guilt, my sentences uneven.
Sammy Davis, 1957, Rare.
After sailing over seven seas, I just gotta set my mind at ease. So I'm writing you a line to say that I'll be coming home.
my ear.
Sammy died bankrupt, and the IRS took his estate, Beverly Hills home. Sammy and his wife owed over $6 million in taxes and interest penalties. And they eventually liquidated all the assets, including her home, Beverly Hills. That was in history. Biggest single open case of any one taxpayer debt in the nation. Sammy is still called the number one entertainer of the century, and obsessed with fame, fascinating memorabilia in his home. Here, I'll give you an idea. He had Leslie Caron's corset from Gigi, and that red jacket from Rebel Without a Cause, Sammy had it. John Wayne's hat, gun belt. Shoes from Gene Kelly, Marilyn Monroe. A few months before he died, February of 1990, ABC had the 60th anniversary celebration. All his friends. He even got on there for a tap dancing showdown with Gregory Hines. Stage that night.
Is a celebration of dancers and dancing, and it inaugurates the Dance Hall of Fame. On this program, the National Academy of Dance salutes modern and classical dance achievements, choreography in motion pictures, television, and on the Broadway stage. Among those honored that evening several months ago was our brilliant friend Sammy Davis Jr. He was presented with the first Lifetime Achievement Award for what he loved, I think probably most, like dancing. This was Sammy's last public appearance. We dedicate this show, this celebration of the joy of dancing, to the man, the genius, the dancer, who spent his whole life bringing joy to us, Sammy.
Second Hall of Fame honoree is Liza Minnelli.
Tonight to talk about a particular dancer, and I do mean particular in every sense of the word. He's one of a kind, he's individual, he's careful, he's fussy. No, wait, fussy is not the right word for this person. I have to come. He's unique, that's what I'm trying to say. And when you're that special,
other people are influenced by you and learn from you. People like Michael Jackson and Gregory Hines and myself. He's so special, he's known by only one name, Sammy. Yeah. He combined all of the things that make him probably, well, that have given him the title of the world's greatest entertainer. He was that when I saw him. He was that when I worked with him last year. It was Sammy and myself and, it doesn't matter, it was a singer. It doesn't matter. He could have gone out in front of any of the audiences that we played to and sung, and they would have been incredibly happy, but that's not the way he is. Sammy has to dance. He started as a dancer. It's his first love. You see, he combined street style and vaudeville style and made it all of his own style. Nothing stops him. Absolutely nothing. Ladies and gentlemen, I am so pleased and proud to have been asked here to present this marvelous and special, special award to my friend and my hero for my whole life, Sammy Davis Jr.
To say, for a lot of obvious reasons, I am thrilled beyond words. One of the obvious reasons, standing on my right side, she's very dear to me, very special to me, and that she took time out to make the presentation, that's something else. Thank you. And there are so many friends and associates, people that I've admired, people who've inspired me, associated with this evening, that I, just to be a part of it is a thrill for me. I must tell you that I was on the set in Chicago at 8 o'clock this morning. I finished filming at 1, took a plane, came in, arrived at 4:30, because wasn't nothing going to stop me from getting this. I remembered something that my dad and my uncle Will said to me a long time ago. You can't sing nothing, you a hoofer. So that was their way of telling me, no matter whatever goes wrong, man, so long as you can dance and be happy dancing, that's the best in the world. God has seen fit to make that become more pronounced to me. I'm happy to be in a business that allows you to have such love bestowed upon one. Thank you for the honor. Thank you on behalf of my family, on behalf of my dad, my mother, who was a hoofer too, and my uncle.
WRJN and W260 CV Racine, W251 BU Kenosha, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
CBS News Brief. In his weekly address in St. Peter's Square today, Pope Leo urged Israel and Hamas to, quote, continue courageously on the path towards a just and lasting peace.
Delle legittime aspirazioni del popolo israeliano e del popolo palestinese.
President Trump will speak to the Israeli parliament tomorrow, then head to Egypt for the signing of the Gaza peace agreement. On CBS's Face the Nation, Vice President J.D. Vance said it's an agreement everyone can embrace.
This is one of those
announced peace deals where Muslims and Jews and Christians all seem unified, that it's a really good thing for the world, it's a really good thing for humanity, and it happened because of President Trump's leadership.
Vance joined other Republicans in blaming Democrats for the government shutdown.
We don't negotiate with a person who has taken the entire federal government hostage over a health care policy dispute.
The shutdown is entering its third week. CBS News Brief. I'm Christopher Cruz.